This is New Tech City, WNYC's weekly look at how technology is changing the way New Yorkers live. I'm Anoush Samarodi. Back in September, we visited the Academy for Software Engineering on the first day of school.
You are going to room 424.
It's the city's first public high school devoted to computer science, and some big names like venture capitalist Fred Wilson are backing the school in the hopes that graduates will eventually fill some of the thousands of open tech jobs here. But before we get ahead of ourselves, let's hear how this first year went. Here's WNYC's Yasmin Khan.
As if to underscore the point that this is a school that fosters logic and reasoning skills, Kamal Robinson, who's 14, walks around with a Rubik's Cube.
After I learned how to solve it, it's pretty addicting.
Is this like an Academy for Software Engineering thing that people walk around with Rubik's Cubes?
A lot of people walk around with Rubik's Cubes.
It's like a disease. It's just everyone catches it.
Those last two voices were Gio Rochinho and Luna Ruiz. They, along with Kamal, are part of the school's inaugural freshman class. Some students, like Gio, knew some coding before ninth grade. He's already developing an operating system with friends in his spare time.
I built a data center in my bedroom with, like, old computer hardware that I salvaged.
And then there are students like Luna, who didn't have any experience writing code, but now she's hooked. She's one of only about 30 girls in a class of 125 and is one of the school's top students.
I showed some of the things to my mom, and she's like, there's a whole bunch of code, and then she sees a picture. She's like, really? What, you made a picture from all this code?
When the Academy for Software Engineering was announced, the idea was to train the next generation of students who could work at a company like Yelp or Foursquare or create one like it. It's one part of Mayor Bloomberg's plan to realize the city's so-called digital potential. And it was a vision shared by Mike Zemanski, a math and computer science teacher at Stuyvesant High School.
The poet looks at the world in a certain way. A historian looks at the world in a certain way. Well, so does a computer scientist.
He pitched the idea for a separate school and envisioned one with top students who get high scores on the SATs and would likely go to elite colleges. He says he's pragmatic and describes a meeting where he asked company leaders how they hire new software engineers.
All of the tech people said, well, we look for teamwork, dedication, hardworking, all of these intangibles, which are wonderful. But then I asked, where do you look for these kids? MIT, Stanford, Harvard.
The Academy for Software Engineering is open to any student, regardless of grades or test scores. Eighth graders get in through a system that's similar to a lottery.
For me, as a principal, our goal is to make sure kids graduate.
Principal Sing Yu is realistic about the fact that not all students will end up in tech. And he says this first year has been about establishing a school culture. He gives out Student of the Month awards, like for most mature or all-around good guy. Some of these students may go on to create the next Twitter. Others may work as programmers and developers. Yu says the software engineering curriculum will expand over time. And to really sharpen the school's focus, the tech industry needs to stay involved as mentors or running after-school programs.
I think that's the one thing has been the biggest challenge of knowing that we're going to need to rely on more people if we really want the school to be what we think it can be.
The school received more than 1,400 applications this year for its next freshman class of 125. And the city is creating a second computer science high school.
My name is Ben Grossman. I am the proposed new school leader for Bronx Academy for Software Engineering.
As Grossman says, the school is setting its own path for how to inspire and challenge high schoolers.
This school and the kind of thinking that underlies software engineering and programming and computer science, this is really the kind of thinking that's required for success.
The Bronx School will open in September. That's when New York City will also launch a pilot program on a smaller scale that will bring computer science classes to 20 middle and high schools. For WNYC, I'm Yasmin Khan.